First of all, we saw you kind of have a little discomfort in the hand again today.
Yeah.
Tell us what's going on there.
Yeah, I don't even know how it happened or one part in the game, but it's just a little sore, you know, just like everybody else. Guys, hamstrings are sore, whatever it may be. So I just got to get through it, and I catch a lot of balls off the jugs. You know, sometimes muscles, tendons, whatever could get sore. So I just got to get through it, keep doing my treatment the right way, and I should be fine.
Was it just the lingering thing that you felt out there today, or did you do something else?
It got a lot better from Friday. Well, when we play Friday? Yeah, from Friday, it got a lot better. These 2 days, it was like almost felt it a little bit, but not as much. And then I got hit on the last play, so then it kind of came back. So everything checked out in terms of the X-ray and the MRI. So I guess it's just some contusion or something like that.
Did you have to wrap or tape it or anything?
Yeah, I have to wrap it.
So you did have the MRI too to show no ligament.
Yeah.
Ligament damage. Mm-hmm.
Well, the doctors felt around it, and there's every single ligament that they felt. They usually could tell. The guys that we have, they're pretty sharp. So it definitely isn't that. It doesn't hurt in any areas like that. So I don't know.
So you did have an MRI, or you didn't?
No, I didn't.
You did not.
I didn't. No.
Okay.
Why did you add senior to your jersey this year?
It's my name. My name.
Junior?
Yeah. My son's a second.
But you didn't do it last year?
Kind of in a rush, you know? That's a lot of demands, you know? To ask, you know? Like, who this guy? I'm wearing 87, you know, or, you know, I'm wearing 92 at a receiver, you know? I'm trying to, you know, I just, you know, I'm comfortable with this coaching staff and, you know, a lot of times, you know, you want to show them that you're bust your butt and you're a team player, you know, before you start trying to ask, you know, questions and stuff like that. So, I don't know.
I mean, is it to honor your son?
Absolutely. It's for all that, you know. That's my name. I'm a senior. My son's a junior. So.
Looking back, the two catches. I mean, the first one was a nice little graded separation there at the end of the route. And
yeah.
The second one was for the first time. Could you just talk a little bit about those? Okay. How far you've come?
I don't even look at it as that, you know. I just look at it as, you know, I'm just competing every day, you know. It's just like being out here. I don't let the game, like when I stepped on the field, it wasn't bigger in practice. It wasn't bigger than going against, you know, it's just another guy, you know, that I have to defeat. And, you know, that's a lot of times, you know, when you do great things in practice, like Coach said, it's either you're going to do real well or you're not going to do real well. So and it's good that, you know, we can stay on that path and just continue doing it, you know, going to Atlanta and so on and so forth. But like I said before on Friday, you know, it's all about making plays. And that play's past me. I really don't care anymore. You know, I'm ready to make the next play and get a loud cheer from the crowd.
Have you been getting any feedback from people around the league or, you know, Randy Moss, anybody like that, reaching out about Friday's game?
Like I said, he may text me, great job, but I mean, it's kind of those things where nobody's looking at tomorrow, yesterday, you know. It's what are you going to do? And it's an ongoing thing, you know. It's always trying to make that next play, you know. I can't really live in the past like that, because how am I going to get better, you know? It was a decent play. I'm more upset of the way I played, you know, on the other plays. I didn't play too well, and I just want to try to be better for my team, for the teammates that I have, you know. I got to play better, and I really don't really – those plays I can make, you know, any day. I just want to do my 111th, and I need to do better on the other plays that I messed up.
So is that, like, what you're talking about, is that doing stuff when you're not getting the ball? Is that blocking? It's
little stuff like that, blocking, blocking the right person, just always being on, you know. It's not just me, it's everybody, you know, but we all have to, you know, every single day, you know, just try to accomplish and be the best we can be every single play, you know. It has to matter. So, you know, I just got to be better at some of those things, and it's our first game, so I'm glad I made some mistakes that I can clear up for the next one, just like any other person, and I'm looking forward to doing better on Thursday.
Terrell, on your interactions with Josh Gordon, what do you think his mindset is now 2 weeks into the structure of this team? Close to being out there physically and mentally, can you tell?
I think so. This guy, he's, like I said before, he's in tune, you know, and he's doing an awesome job. just from what I see, you know, the guy, he's busting his butt on in cardio, you know, trying to do whatever, lose weight or whatever he's trying to do. Focused in the meetings, you know, always asking questions, and you know, he's great. He's been a great teammate, and definitely happy to have him.
Enjoy the fact, though, that, I mean, I know you say it's in the past, but it was a veteran move to create that separation on that deep pass. I mean, do you enjoy the fact that you're at that point where it just comes to you?
I don't think, you know, like I said, like, I see where you're coming from, but it's like I really don't think of it no more, you know, because it's like I'm really looking forward to the next play. You know, we got Marcus Trufant coming in. We got Trufant coming in. We got some other DBs coming in. You know, that's a great defense from the Falcons. It's what am I going to do against them, you know, because nobody's going to think about, you know, a week ago, you know. So I just want to make another play and maybe a different way or make it the same way. I just want to make another play. And this, what's been passed is in the past, and let's go make another one.
Jarrell, how did RG play in that game?
I thought he did awesome. I loved how he took a couple hits, took a couple big hits, you know, and he still delivered the ball. I think that's very important, you know, as a quarterback. And the rest is for the coaches really to decide. But from my standpoint, as a leader, the guy – That was awesome to me, you know, for him to take a hit like that. Two blows, the one on the third down was huge, you know. It was the first one. He got up, and you could tell he was in pain, but he jumped up, sucked it up, and he knew people were watching, and he didn't want to look like he was injured, hurt. And that's a leader, you know, and I thought that was awesome.
Did you check with him after that to make sure he was fine?
I didn't see the hit. You know, I was wondering because the ball was kind of like inside, and I'm sure if he was, you know, if he didn't get hit, it would have been, I would have got on a run. But it was an awesome ball. It was an awesome ball. And the way he got hit and jumped up like that, I mean, that's some it's Browns quarterback, you know. He's getting up. He's playing Browns football, and that's what we want to do. We want to be physical. And if we get hit, we want to get up and go to the next play. And that was awesome.
Do you think over the course of a full game at wide receiver, you'll take more hits than a quarterback?
Absolutely.
Or less?
I don't know. Depends. We have a good line. You know, I didn't have Joe Thomas when I was playing quarterback. So, you know, I'm sure a receiver, you know, because it depends on how many times you're getting targeted. And then, you know, if you're catching the ball over the middle or if you're trying to make people miss. You're gonna take some hits. Sometimes you want to catch a ball and get down. If you don't see it really going anywhere else, you know, unless it's third down and five or six, you gotta go get it. But I don't know. That's a.
And in the block.
You might have to take that stat on that.
I'll get somebody.
I mean, I got sacked 10 times in Kansas City, so.
You get 10 balls, you're going to get hit 10 times.
Yeah, exactly. So you may be right. I don't know.
Jarrell, are you fueled at all by the fact that? You know, nobody really believed that you could do this. You got cut. You sat out of football until December.
Mm-hmm.
31 other teams didn't even give you this opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Does that still drive you and fuel you?
Nah, what really drives me is you know, the process of, you know, trying to do my part as a team member, you know, or as a teammate, and also. Just every single day you trying to find that itch of competing, you know, like that itch to me is like, it's like ongoing. It's like you having a cast on. It's like ongoing. I'm like in search of it, you know. I love that feeling of competing, and you know, I just, that's what really drives me, you know, not letting another guy get the best of me, getting the best of me, and that's what really drives me, really.
What's the biggest thing that you take away from game one that you have to work on for the Atlanta game on Thursday?
I just got to be more assertive, I believe, you know, in terms of blocking, setting my pads right, getting inside. It's little stuff like that, but, you know, it matters. You know, it's from breaking a run from a 8-yard gain to a 50-yard gain. Touchdown, you know. So and you know, running backside going to block, you know, what's different in practice than in a game is In practice, you may have three plays, and then, you know, another guy will come in and get a rep. But in the game, you're in, you know, until something happens or you're too tired. So it's a little different, you know, and I feel like right now I'm getting in real, very good shape, you know. So I feel like I'm at ultimate and, you know, at the all-time shape or getting in shape or whatever. But I don't know.
Do you feel like you have only scratched the surface so far in terms of the physicality that you can use when it comes to these smaller DBs and going for contested balls and things like that? Have you really kind of even gone there where you can go with that yet?
I think what makes, you know, this is what I think about Corey Coleman as well. You know, I think what makes a great player, and I don't know all the answers, and I mean, you guys may say it's BS, I don't know. But I think what makes a great player is like that focus in your eyes, that lion, that heart of a lion. You gotta have that. It gotta mean something to you. It gotta mean something to you to compete, you know. And that's what I like about Corey Coleman. You know, that guy got some dog in him, you know. And I think that's, you play against other corners that's gonna have the same thing, you know. That's, you go against Joe Hayden. I went against him today. I mean, we were battling out there, you know. So it's just trying to, you know, just sharpen your skills, you know, and try to be the best you can be every day and sharpen your tools and see where it goes.